Good morning. This is Alex Marienthal with the Gallatin National Forest Avalanche Forecast on Monday, January 20th at 7 a.m. Today's forecast is dedicated to Tyler Stetson. Tyler was killed in an avalanche in Beehive Basin on this day 12 years ago. This morning there is no new snow and wind is 5 to 15 miles per hour out of the southwest to west. In the northern mountains, temperatures are inverted with teens in the valleys and mid-20s to low 30s at higher elevations. In the southern mountains, temperatures are single digits to teens Fahrenheit. Today, temperatures will be high 20s to mid-30s with southwest wind at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Tomorrow, snow is expected to favor the southern mountains with 1 to 2 inches near West Yellowstone by morning and more through the day. Yesterday, two deep avalanches were triggered by snowmobilers, one near Big Sky and one in the Centennials. A skier north of Bridger was surprised by a smaller but big enough avalanche, similar to a snowmobiler-triggered slide in Taylor Fork on Saturday. Many recent human-triggered avalanches were not small, measuring up to 7 to 15 feet deep. They would kill you if you ended up on the wrong side. Luckily, nobody has. Over the weekend, there were 7 avalanches triggered by skiers and snowmobilers. 6 were unexpected. In addition, we saw natural avalanches in the Bridger Range and got reports of collapsing from Taylor Fork and the west side of the Bridgers. Yesterday at Lionhead Ridge, Dave and I saw a large natural cornice-triggered avalanche that broke after a few inches of snow fell yesterday morning. Avoid heavily wind-loaded slopes. These are where you can trigger a large avalanche. In Doug's video from the crown of a recent snowmobiler-triggered slide near Cook City, he explains how triggering a huge avalanche is possible on these heavily wind-loaded slopes, where snow depth varies from inches to several feet deep. Constantly evaluate your exposure to avalanche terrain. If you plan to cross or ride on steep slopes, carefully assess the snowpack for buried weak layers or fresh wind slabs. Buried persistent weak layers have steadily been loaded with new and wind-drifted snow since the start of 2020. Recent snow has been light and weak layers are adjusting. Large avalanches are getting more difficult to trigger, but recent activity is a warning they are not stable yet. Avalanche conditions are heightened. Large avalanches are possible to trigger with severe consequences, and avalanche danger is moderate in the Bridger Range, Madison Range, Southern Gallatin Range, Lionhead area near West Yellowstone, and mountains near Cook City. In highlight, the snowpack was relatively stable while little snow fell through December. A few storms the last couple weeks activated buried weak layers on wind-loaded slopes. On Saturday, there were 3 skier-triggered avalanches reported from the northern Gallatin Range. All broke on wind-loaded slopes and appear to have propagated on weak, sugary snow a few feet deep. One was up to 7 feet deep. Avalanches are possible to trigger on wind-loaded slopes where danger is moderate. On non-wind-loaded slopes, avalanches are less likely and danger is low in the northern Gallatin Range. If you get out, please send us your observations. You can fill out a form on our website, email us at mtavalanche@gmail.com, or leave a voicemail at 406-587-6984. Ride safe and have fun.